a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, August 27th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the co-host, PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning. I just need to make one change.
Okay.
Your opinion and your loyalties are not up for grabs. You're not going to be bought. You have integrity. I, on the other hand, if there's companies out there want to buy me and my loyalty, money talks, baby.
You're for sale.
Oh, I'm 100% for sale. I want to go out on a high note, dude.
Hey.
Yeah, so bring it.
Bring it on to Clint.
I will 100% spread your misinformation with a glad heart. Absolutely. Bacon grease. That's it, everybody. Go to Bacon Grease.
With a smile on your face all the way to the bank.
Yep, if there's bacon grease.
What a stand-up guy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Man, oh, man.
I'll be stand-up on my yacht.
You think there'll be any ladies offering any money for you?
Mm-hmm. No.
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 No. No chance
that's
of that.
That's not an auction that's going to get a lot of action. I can tell you that right now.
It'd be pretty silent,
yeah, it's
going to
be. That's a silent auction. That's exactly what that is. Yeah.
Oh, I brought a loaf of...
I see that.
Nutrition World has this lady. I think she's 14 months pregnant. I swear she's got like 7 kids. But she has time to make this homemade sourdough bread.
Oh, my God. It's heavy.
So heavy. And it's from an old fermented recipe. And so I was walking out of the store yesterday. And when I did, I said, you know what? I think I'm going to take Clint a loaf of
this sourdough
bread. Yes, and we get it about twice a week at Nutrition World.
I'm going to heat it up, put a little butter, real butter on it.
Ooh,
and a little jelly.
The crew was around. I was walking out, and I said, we just got a new shipment in.
Uh-huh.
So I said, let me have a loaf of bread for Clint. And Scott went over to get a fresh loaf. I said, no, let's get him the older loaf.
Yeah.
And Matt said, well, you know what? Clint seems like an old loaf kind of guy, is what he said. An old loaf kind of guy.
Never has there been a truer thing spoken on planet Earth. Way to go, Matt. Yeah. Knowing, reading your audience, my friend. I am an old loaf kind of guy. Absolutely.
But that bread is, I mean, I see Katie in the back room. She's heating it up and putting butter all day long on it.
I cannot wait now to get home.
Fabulous. And that's only 3 days old, so it's perfectly fine. I'll refrigerate it after you get home today. I went to eat at Miller's Ale House. Have you been there before?
Is it in Hickson?
No, it's on Gumbel Road.
Oh, yeah, I have been one time, but it's been a minute. Yeah.
Me and my lady went over there, and we, you know, I'm always kind of get tired of the same old places, especially on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And again, I did a podcast on The Holistic Navigator of how to eat out healthy. And you can almost go anywhere and do this because it's about the macros first, which what is that? That's the protein, fat, and carbohydrate content. And if you arrange those correctly, you can pretty much slide by and do fairly well. So what do I do at Miller's Ale House? I go in, look at the menu, realize, like most menus, 90% of what is on the menu is not going to be choosable. It just isn't. It's got too many carbs, fried oils, the seed oils I talk about, which are horrendously horrible for your body, processed foods, perhaps chemicals like on gravies and on different condiments. But you always can find two or three things. And one of those was called a prime burger. Prime burger is a fairly high grade sirloin type of burger, and it is cooked, and I order it with no top bun. That reduces carbs by 50%. And then a side order of broccoli. And that's a perfect meal to me. You're getting your green vegetable. You're getting your protein. You're getting low carbs. In fact, I witnessed Clint coming in today because he had to rush and get some food. And he got some at a fast food place. And what did he tell me when I walked by? What did you tell me?
I took the meat off the bread.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I didn't say a word before that. He does exactly what I pretty much did. A couple nights ago at Miller's.
Yeah, I mean,
bread off the.
At some point in time, it is what it is, too. I don't have any, I haven't had anything to eat, and I've got two more podcasts today. And so I'm not going to get home till after 6, and I've been out since 9, and you can't go all day without eating.
You cannot.
Because look at me. I'm so thin, I would waste away.
It actually makes you not thin to eat because insulin becomes oversensitive. Then when you do eat, it goes elevates, and then that puts on body fat. Insulin's job is to store food for later. And so when you go without eating, then you eat, then it stores food for later. You look at, have you stored some food for later? You got some food for later?
I'm not the apocalypse is going to – it's going to be a few months before I fade out. I'm not going to be one of the first ones to go for hunger. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Keep it up, brother.
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't know if you've seen my TikTok. I did Sunday, well, about a week ago, did a TikTok. Or no, actually 4 days ago on castor oil. Mm-mm. And I've now got 600,000 views. 600,000. I need to switch that.
I was given castor oil as a child when I was had certain problems.
Yeah, certain. Yeah. That's not what I'm speaking about.
Oh, okay.
It actually has the longest historical record of medicinal healing of any what we call natural remedy on earth. In the Egyptian days, the Roman days, biblical days, castor oil has this special oil called ricin oleic acid. And there's something about that oil that's pretty magical. And what it does, and I remember so well this, about 20 years ago, I was working in Nutrition World, and this older gentleman came in, probably like my age now, but of course I was about 40. And he said, you know what? I'm a physician up in Collegedale. I've been a doctor all my life. And he said, I'm not really much into your vitamins and health food, but I can tell you one thing. I really believe in castor oil.
Hmm.
And we're using it as what I'm going to talk about. And I did on TikTok with a poultice. And what you do is you soak this cloth. It's a special cloth. We sell it at Nutrition World. You soak it with castor oil. You put it on your pain, any pain. And the doc said, I have put it on appendicitis people. I put it on gallbladder, stomach. And you put saran wrap on top. You put a heating pad on top of it for 30 minutes to an hour. He said, I've never seen it not work to reduce pain. It can't fix an appendix problem. But when you're in the middle of the night and you're dying of pain, so I recommended it on TikTok. Get 600,000 views.
I have to look into that. I wonder, well, no, I'm not going to poo-poo your idea.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I had a question, though. It's a pushback question. I wonder how much of that comes from the heat. You know, because heat also can reduce pain.
No. Because people have already tried heating pads and it didn't work. And then when we put castor oil, it did work.
Okay,
so
sorry.
That just proved you were not telling the truth.
Stupid. My PhD is worth what I paid for it. None.
Hey, I'm calling out two of my staff members, Catherine and Ashley. Just stellar. Two ladies who are so incredible to help people and have a passion for it. Anybody who walks in a store this next week and says, I heard about Catherine or Ashley will get a free Zunta bar. So
wow.
Yeah, so
there you go.
I know Clint will remember that.
Yeah.
He'll be
Matt and Scott, you're out.
Yeah, Matt's not going to do any good because he's already called him an old loaf.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt and Scott, if you mention their names, it's 10% more on everything you buy.
I want to say that I had set a PR in the gym today.
Good for you.
Yep.
What was it on?
It was in the gym, but it was in the locker room. I finally, about 3+ years, I have not been able to put my underwear on without grasping or sitting on a bench. And I put my underwear on standing up and not grabbing anything. Today was the first day in 3.5 years.
And you were in the bathroom on that, though. You weren't in the lobby or anything.
No, good. We don't want to talk about that. But
this, this sounds silly. So I know you're doing it kind of to make a serious yet jovial note. Those are big deals. I've had hip problems. I've had hip surgery. And when you can do those little independent, when you put your socks on, I use that little sock thing for, a month to help. Mm-hmm. When you put your shoes on and socks on your first time, when you can put on clothes standing up without the help of, it just is like, oh, thank goodness.
It's a trophy.
And you don't realize how much you take for granted until you get it back.
I will say that, again, I've said this before, the hip pain of 3.5 years and the recovery from surgery was a blessing in many ways for my growth as a better person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think suffering can be grace often if we allow it. It can also make us bitter and broken.
Right.
But it depends on the course that you take and the path that you decide on.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love that.
A new book that I am reading or listening to is called Whole Brain Living by Jill Bolte Taylor. I really appreciate this woman. She, and if you look up on YouTube, Jill Bolte Taylor, Stroke of Insight was on YouTube. Something happened to her about 15 years ago, and she's a brain scientist. And she woke up one morning with this massive headache. What she didn't realize was she was having a tremendous hemorrhage in the left hemisphere of her brain. Well, she was smart enough to know pretty much what was happening, and she detailed it in her first book, but this is her second that came from about 12 years of experience of what she initially went through. What happened was her left brain went offline. What is the left hemisphere? The left hemisphere is the logical, linear thinking brain that decides what's good, what's bad, making plans, how to decipher information. Mm-hmm. Well, during the stroke that morning in her house, she could not, all numbers were scrambled in her head. She couldn't dial the phone. She couldn't talk. She finally, about 4 hours later, someone did come and help rescue her. By that time, the bleeding was extensive.
Oh, no.
She had no left hemisphere. She only had right. Well, when you listen to her little speech on YouTube, again, called Stroke of Insight, she talks about the magic of what happens when the right hemisphere is in control. The most amazing peace with no fear, absolute harmony with every breath that she took. She had never experienced such a congruent feeling with the universe, God, nature,
sounds
whatever.
Like euphoric almost.
It was. She did not want to come back into the regular body because of the extreme connection that she found in that first day.
Wow.
It took her 8 years to recover fully from that left hemisphere. The left hemisphere started coming on a few years later, and we need the left hemisphere, even though it causes us to have a lot of ups and downs and fears and worries and constraints, because it's our personal assistant. It is what gets the job done. The right hemisphere is what's giving us the peace of nature, life, breath, the things that we really strive for, even though we want to get jobs done. The real journey is within going inward to be peaceful. So her book is called Whole Brain Living, and she separates the, she calls them characters. We have four characters. We have two in the left hemisphere and two in the right. She does an amazing job of telling the story of how our four hemispheres actually operate to run us, kind of like a computer. And she talks about doing a brain huddle, because the left one is so much more into the get the job done at any cost. Everything's black and white. There's no woo-woo language on the left brain. There's not things
it's
like...
It's yes and no's.
It's yes and no's. Yeah. There's no love and feelings.
Do, yeah.
Connection, melting with sweetness. None of that comes from
no
that
nuance.
Side. And so it's in this country, we our left hemisphere is pretty much ruling most of us most of the time, and we're sleepwalking.
Well,
But when she talks about doing this brain huddle, and the brain huddle is where she actually... You kind of get this concept of the four hemispheres. Well, then you put together a plan of, oh, so that's my character one speaking out a little more aggressively than I really feel comfortable. Okay, we're basically talking to your hemispheres.
Right.
And you're coming up with a huddle. So I recommend anyone who's struggling with the ability to, where am I? How do I find the peaceful self I knew long ago? Because when I look at my grandboy, Huddy, he's all right hemisphere. He's all character four. He's totally in the moment. He never thinks one moment before, one moment after. Mm. The four-year-old already is thinking in moments. The two-year-old is not. He's living in the character four, which is the harmonious part of our hemisphere. So I'm recommending that to anyone, and I will be giving a couple more notes as time goes on.
Now, I love that, and it's kind of a reflection. I bet if you dug into that more, this is how you come up with people who are super good at their jobs, high performers, make good money, well-respected, miserable.
Bingo.
Why are they miserable? Because they're only living in a
left
certain
brain.
Part of what they're supposed to be doing, and they're not embracing the other side of it. So they don't have the healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. They don't have the creative side, the hobbies, anything outside of that left brain. Yeah,
that was perfect reflection mm-hmm. on, and she said that continuously through the book. Mm-hmm. So I am... glad that you are smart enough to have such good reflective contemplations in the moment like you did.
Man,
way to go, PhD.
I've screwed up enough to I know what it feels like to be a mess.
Well, I guess that McDonald's hamburger just kicked your butt up.
If you notice, I'm thinking pretty good right now. McDonald's clears me up. I think it's the opposite. Those trans fatty acids clear everything else in my way out of my little neurons there.
My daughter eats better than any human, and she says she never feels better than when she goes to Taco Bell.
That's just not true. That's just her wanting to eat Taco Bell. I'm calling her out. I'm calling her out
because she would like to eat other foods, but nothing does her like Taco Bell.
I hate Taco Bell, but I love Burger King or McDonald's every now and then.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not a big McDonald's fan. Uh-huh. I just went there today because Burger King's line was too long. I had to get back here for this wisdom show.
Oh, I love that wisdom show. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more wisdom. I have a lot of notes to empower you with advice in the small snippets, so it's easy to absorb, to help you change your life and those that you care about. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my buddy Clint Powell. Hey, tell everybody about the how the schedule works on listening to us on platforms.
Yeah. So you can listen to the radio show every Sunday morning, of course, right on 98.1 The Lake. But on Tuesdays, and we're moving towards Mondays eventually, but right now, for sure, on Tuesdays, it is released as a podcast. It is called Vital Health Radio Download. You can find it on your major podcast platforms like Spotify or Apple. So if you missed a show and you go, I want to hear back, I want to go listen to the archives, you just go to that, and you can listen to all the past shows right there.
And how about your podcast?
Same thing. DuringTheBreakPodcast.com, CrimeCast.com. That's where I talk about crime with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. I have a coaching one called FailureAvoidanceCoach.com, where I help business owners and sales folks of by and for the people. And then Dayfire Podcast, where Dawson Wheeler, the former owner of Rock Creek Outfitters and Fitters and founder of that company, he and I talk about adventure. But During the Break is the main one, and that's, you can find Jeff Stiles and me on there twice a week and a bunch of other guests.
Super, super duper.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, and Vital Health's about 5.5 years in the making, and just keep on keeping on. I don't know if you've seen my billboards. I've created the new ones. It just came to me one night about 2 weeks ago, and I thought, we need some little tiny snippets of basically 4 words that gives a little bit of health advice. So I've got 7 different billboards that will be rotating around, and this is what they're going to say. One, it says collagen supplements equal younger skin. That's one. Excess carbs equals food cravings, which they do. The more carbs you eat, the more you crave.
Right.
Zero exercise equals high mortality. Yes, the studies are very, very clear that as you age, you become weaker. As you become weaker, then you have more susceptibility to falls and then dying and in all other ways of mortality. And I've spoken about this before, Dr. Peter Attia's book, Outlive. I've really gotten into that. And right now I'm focusing on what he speaks about stability training. He's hugely invested in, number one, strength training is one of the most important correlations to longevity.
You know what I was just looking up? You think I'm kidding? Look what I was looking up. Balance and being balanced as you get older. And you were talking about stability. Yeah.
Yes.
That's weird. Okay, keep going. Damn, man.
And so the stability, we do strength training. But you have to have a stable foot. You have to have a stable hip.
Yep.
And I'm doing exercises now that one of them's called toe yoga. I've never heard of it till Atiyah talked about it.
Mm-mm.
And when you think about it, the toes of feet are like the tires on your car. And if they are out of alignment, then you're going to not be able to go as fast if you were doing a race car. And we are doing the same thing with wearing sometimes improperly fitting shoes with really big cushions, he says, because it loses the brain connection to how the foot will learn to stabilize itself. And so what he's saying is there's this thing called toe yoga. Never had heard of it. I'm sure we could look it up and see what it is. It's very simple. You literally put your feet on the ground with no shoes on, and you will leave the four toes down and raise your big toe up. And hold it, and you do that for, 2-3 minutes off and on. And then you put the big toe down and raise the four toes up. I got so sore after the very first day a week ago, I could not believe it just from doing that. It shows me how little I'm connecting with my feet.
You know, they're back in the old school. If you look at old videos, a lot of times, not all the times, but a lot of times, Arnold Schwarzenegger working out, those old schools, they're working out barefoot.
Really?
Oh, go look at There's a lot of people around, and if you you don't want to drop weights and stuff on it, but they're working out with bare feet because of that reason. Makes your feet stronger.
Well, and you got those shoes now that are like bare feet.
But I
never thought about the true interactive connections between the brain neuro system and the feet and how they adjust each other, but they have to be connected. And we've lost that connection, as we have many things. Next billboard, magnesium equals less cramps. Next one, NutritionW.com equals trusted partner in health. And lastly is Nutrition World YouTube equals life-saving advice. You go to YouTube, go to Nutrition World Chattanooga and type or look up the video button. We have so many 3 to 8 minute, super informative different YouTubes on how to eat, how to exercise, how to do a lot of things. So please access that to empower yourself. I ordered, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, I think, Clint, a company called Jase, J-A-S-E, had been advertising on Instagram.
Yeah. Are they the medical, you can get your medicine and for emergencies? I hear them advertising on podcasts all the time.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're big on the Daily Wire podcast, a lot of podcasts. People be prepared.
I ordered it.
Oh, good for you.
Because I want to determine myself before I give advice to people. I'm not a medicine guy. Anyone who listens to me knows, especially after 44 years, I believe in nature's pharmacy. But there are times and places that we will need something stronger than what nature offers to prevent septic shock if you're having an infection.
Did you get it what you wanted?
I loved the whole process. It cost me about $220. I now have about 6 bottles of different medications, 3 or 4 of which are antibiotics, anti-nausea medicine, antifungal medicine.
How long would they last? What's the expiration?
Well, I was surprised. The doxycycline, which I think is probably one of the safer antibiotics. Uh-huh. There's not a safe antibiotic, but it is the least harmful. I got 120 pills.
But, I mean, how long? I guess my point is they're old in 80 days?
No, they will be good. We know this for a fact. Pharmaceuticals and nutrients are good 2 years after the expiration date. They may be only 90% as potent. They do not become harmful. Now, if they were oil, it's different. You would not do an oil-based capsule of any kind, or nutritions or pharmaceuticals. But these are not. These are hard tablets or hard capsules. Mm. And so I want to be prepared, because how many people have had this phone call? Doc, I know it's Friday, but I've got that same UTI that I've had about 5 times. I'm dying over here. Can you fill a prescription at Walgreens? Nope, we got to see you.
Not
well, you know what? That's plain BS.
Same thing with dentists. If you got a toothache on the weekend, you can't get in. You're in some pain. You need to start something quicker.
Yep.
Golly.
Well, I can see if it was an opiate. You can't do that.
Right.
But something else. But as far as an antibiotic, you've had a history with a physician, and they're not willing to see you. They can turn the corner all they want with excuses. Just order from Jase. Be prepared. J-A-S-E.
I think we should get them as a sponsor, and they should give me a supply for free. Anyway, keep going.
Okay. Well, I'll two thumbs that up. Yeah.
And then give you another supply for free.
You're talking about hustling here today. Man.
And I'm listening.
Whatever it takes.
That's right.
Okay.
Whatever it takes.
Hey.
My loyalty can be bought.
I love your honesty.
Yeah. Ed'll correct me if I'm wrong. If I come on there and start, listen, the health, the youth of Fountain is found in French fries. Ed's going to go, okay, Mr. Powell, you're going to have to go get your own radio show at this point.
First off, you said the youth of Fountain.
I did. That's how we talk in East Ridge.
Okay. Move on. You do backwards talking, dyslexic. Backwards. But you all understand that language.
Oh, yeah. We speak it fluently.
COVID's going up. We know about 17% rise. It's a new version. I'm going to talk about that in a second, probably. Well, I'll go ahead and talk about it now. It's called EG.5. Now they're doing 0.5s on these mutations, but it's called EG.5. The World Health Organization says does not seem to pose a threat at this time. 17% of the new cases is the new variant. It is respiratory lung focused.
Yep.
We got three calls yesterday about it. As far as what we used to present as far as good evidence of how to build the immune system. Not we can't legally treat any disease, including COVID, but we can certainly help to bolster and boost the immune system, which is the key to getting over any pathogen.
Can I guess what the ingredients are?
Well, now what I'm going to go to is what am I doing differently? I quit using that Covix RX spray that you and I both used.
You just quit using it?
Well, I quit using it 2 months ago because feel I needed it.
Gotcha.
But just what I did this morning, I'm getting back on the Covix, spelled Covix RX spray. It is iodine, and most things will be killed before it starts its process of breeding if you put iodine in your nose, because you're going to most likely breathe the COVID or any virus in your nose first. And if you don't have something in it to kill it, it won't be dead.
Yeah, don't go just dropping iodine in your nose. Go get the spray. I use it, by the way, just so you know, I've not stopped using it. I use it whenever I'm going in closed areas with groups.
Good. Yeah.
That's just me. And because I'm assuming it'll also affect the other viruses.
Absolutely.
Like the flu and stuff.
Nothing can live through iodine. It kills so many germs. I use it for medical surgery.
And I've got a supply of NAC because for my lungs and stuff, I've ever started getting sick, I'm going to give myself a good dose of the NAC and all the other stuff you sold me
with
the zinc and all that.
And I'm doing
vitamin D.
NAC turns to something called glutathione, which is a very important antioxidant, anti-aging. And I'm doing now NAC, but I'm also doing injectable glutathione through Josh.
Really?
Yes, Optimize You.
How long have you been doing that?
About 2 months now. I'm injecting 3 times a week.
Do you like it?
I really do.
What is it doing? Do you feel it? Or
you don't feel it. I think that I'm seeing a little better skin quality because it says on some of the really good sites that it's going to lighten your skin and make it look better. But glutathione is under IVs. Dr. Perlmutter, who I know pretty well, uses it for Parkinson's patients. And he said he has videos online. You can do Dr. Perlmutter glutathione. These patients are coming in wheelchairs and walking out.
Wow.
Now, that doesn't last too long, but it's natural. It won't hurt them, and it helps a lot of people. So I'm a big fan of glutathione. Alchemy Med Spa, got to talk about the fact that I did these called threads, and we posted a few days ago the before and after. The thing about threads are, and what they are, is they're small FDA-approved pieces of material that you can actually, they put into a wrinkle and or they can do like a facelift and tighten everything. And as the weeks and months go on, they build more collagen. So I feel like I've gotten about a 40 to 50% improvement in what we call the dreaded 11s, which are the two lines between your eyes. I don't care about wrinkles, honestly, except those two. That's the only two I care. I don't do Botox. I don't do anything else. I think wrinkles are a sign of wisdom.
Right.
So that's what I'm at least hanging on to.
I like it.
And we will, and should be any day, we will have the podcast at nutritionw.com on ketamine. Finally got that finished. It will be posted. I really feel it is of such value for anxiety and depression. PTSD, those who actually might have terminal diagnosis who can't come to terms with mortality. It's an amazing, amazing therapy. So that's a lot of good stuff going on.
I love that.
And I have, I don't know if, I don't think you know him, worked out with this guy for years and years. His name's Big Mike, is what we call him. And his son, Brendan, they opened a mechanic automotive repair shop. Mm. Their whole life's been fixing automobiles, and they are experts at it. And what we've done is we made a deal, because I love to help to create affiliates, people who trust us, we trust them. And even though it's outside the scope of health, if you own or have one of our Nutrition World cards, which are discount cards, they're free to get, but you have to sign up for them. You can go up in Hickson and get a 10% discount on all of your repairs anytime. And it is called Jack, J-A-K-D Automotive. And it's 423-834-9994. It's 423-834-9994. Unbelievable prices and quality. And just tell Big Mike that you heard this on Vital Health Radio. You'll get 10% off anytime you go. But you got to have a Nutrition World card.
I love it. Good stuff.
I was at the gym the other day. I was actually at Gold's on this day. And I took a shower, and there was some person who'd left their shampoo bottle on the shelf. Well, I don't shop at normal stores. I just don't spend the time. I got too many other things to do. Well, somebody left an empty bottle of shampoo, and it was shampoo called Axe Apollo. It looked so good. It had green colors on it and plants, and it said in big letters, 100% plant-based moisturizers. When I turned that label around, it was like a chemical Frankenstein laboratory going on. And one of the ingredients was called sodium C12-13 sulfate. Okay. Well, that is a type of sodium lauryl sulfate. What is sodium lauryl sulfate? It actually can be used to clean jet engines. It is a degreaser because it can dissolve grease of any kind, anywhere, any place, and it makes your hair really clean. But guess what? It also can damage your follicles. And I tell all women who are losing their hair, get off any shampoo with sodium lauryl sulfate. If it says the word sodium, lauryl, or sulfate, it's not good.
Get out.
Get out. Yeah. So the greenwashing, I think, is the name of how they package something to make it look so natural.
They do. That's what it's called.
Okay, good. I actually was not sure of that.
It was. It's greenwashing.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I got some brains.
So companies try to make something seem like it's either energy green or super official, you know, super loving the nature. It's environmentalist thinking, and it's really not.
Last on this segment here, on the site iwaspoisoned.com, Walmart, believe it or not, a little bit Little Debbie Parkway, the Ghirardelli chocolate.
Oh,
had
wow.
Had some problems, supposedly. That's kind of odd.
I bet they get it fixed.
Oh, that's already done and over with. But, you know, if somebody ate it and they got sick, then you might know why you got sick. All right, brother. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we've got some more good goodies and information to empower you and all those that you care about. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Are you ready for college football? Are you ready for SEC college football? College Football Radio, presented by Medicare MISTI, is where you need to be. This year's college football season requires two radio stations to bring you all the action from the SEC, starting Friday, August 25th at 7 p.m. on Rock 105, and our brand new home beginning Saturday, August 26th at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare MISTI on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back again with my partner, Clint. Let's see, Clint Powell. That's the man's name.
Yeah.
Yep, the old loaf guy.
That's me.
Yep. A couple things I want to get out of the way here before I get rolling too much. I want to make sure I cover this. Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner.
How do you pronounce it?
I think it's Reiner.
Reiner. Jeremy Reiner. The Avengers star suffered a chest trauma with over 30 broken bones in a snowplow accident. Well, he is using, which the news media sounds like it's something from another planet, but he's using hyperbaric oxygen for the healing and recovery. I do hyperbaric every single week with Oxygen Health Spa on East Brenner Road. You've done it. You've gone out there. I've had some of my practitioners like Dr. Brian Johnson and Josh Porter. Hyperbaric is you go into a chamber. It's not claustrophobic to me. It has big windows. You stay there for an hour to an hour and a half. You get pressurized down to heavier atmospheric conditions while you breathe oxygen. What does that do? It semi-forces oxygen into perhaps areas that may have been lacking. And oxygen is so healing, that's why 15-year-olds can heal from a cut that a 55-year-old is going to heal maybe twice as long.
Right.
85-year-old may not heal. It's because the oxygen is so much less as we age. Hyperbaric can be life-changing, especially for people with chronic issues and diseases. It is long-term COVID from strokes, especially strokes, and lack of healing. So Oxygen Health Spa on East Brenner Road, I really, really enjoy it. I actually get good rest when I go
out there.
I
did too. I fell asleep.
Yep. I've talked about my Oura ring, O-U-R-A, so many times, but they announced the other day that if you contribute to a HAS/FSA, you can submit your ring now for purchase for reimbursement. So if you have a health savings account, you can get them to pay for your ring because now so solidly clear that this is a piece of equipment, basically, that can help your health because it monitors your sleep to a level almost equal to sleep studies in the hospital.
It's a tool. Yeah.
It is truly a tool, and I am on it every single day. I don't know. It's not 100% accurate, but I feel like it's about 90% accurate. And the reason I'm a little disappointed, Clint, is when you sleep, you get up, but if you take a nap in the next 3 to 4 or 5 hours, it actually recognizes you took a nap. So it, like, if I had 70 points, I could go to 74 points.
Right.
But twice, I don't know how this could happen, it took points off of me. It was like I did something wrong. I was like a bad boy or something.
But maybe you didn't sleep really good at all. Maybe it actually caused deficits.
Maybe it screwed up the whole program of sleep. I don't know. Well, we were talking just a minute ago during the break about, again, foods and health. And you were interviewing someone from Europe. And I know I've been to Italy and been to other countries where, and I also hear stories constantly. Well, you know, I just can't eat the bread in the United States, but I can eat it in Italy. Or the things over there have so much better quality ingredients. They have less sugar, less bad ingredients. Who was this that you interviewed?
Yeah, so my podcast, actually during the break, is the name of the podcast. Excuse me. I interviewed someone who's been on my podcast several times. Her name is Zuz Foldiova, and she is a weightlifting competitor. She's also a nutritionist coach with she worked with and for Chastity Snowden, FLA Movement. We talk about life and weightlifting and all this stuff, but part of what we talk about is our relationship to food. And she was just talking about how the food, she comes to the United States once every couple of years, maybe once a year, the last two or three for sure. And just how the food is different. Our relationship with food in America is so much different than in other countries. And especially when it comes to the serving sizes at restaurants and then the ingredients we use, how much more sugar we use and some things, and you know, there's a lot of other ingredients we put in food over here that they just won't do. You'll see some things on the back of boxes, there's 12 ingredients here, and over there there's four or there's seven. But she specifically was referencing, she used a fast food chain as an example, but just Cokes and ice creams and anything that is considered a sweet, how much bigger the serving sizes were here when she's over here, and how much sweeter. Like, it's very noticeable. She's like, it tastes almost like a completely different product from what she's used to over there. And it may, you know, that may have affect a lot, because what you know this as well as I do, sugar is a very addictive thing. And if you're getting more of it in bigger doses, all of a sudden your body will like, hey, I want some more of that. I don't, you know, where's it at?
Yes.
But anyway, it's a great interview. You can find it during thebreakpodcast.com. Zuz Foldiova. She's on Instagram and Facebook, and she's just a badass.
I love the name.
Yeah, Zuz. Shout out to Zuz. I'll send her this link.
You do that.
Oh,
yes.
She'll love it. Yeah.
I want to talk about a little about the microbiome within the mouth, because we don't always think about that. We take probiotics, we eat fermented foods, because we know that the microbiome is essential to our immune system and produces about 60-70% of the brain chemicals. That's why when you get a stomach bug or you get nauseous, you get anxious or depressed, because it's actually screwing up your brain chemicals. Mm. Well, why would we give drugs to alter brains when, in fact, it comes from the gut? We need to focus on the gut, reheal it, do what we need. We have practitioners like Brandon is phenomenal at nutritionw.com. You can book with him for the gut. Got a new person coming on in a few months named Amber from Canada. She's very experienced, and she will be counseling people on that. But I think about this all the time. You know, you take the pills, you do this, you eat foods. I mean, maybe the eating of foods would be beneficial to the mouth, but none of the probiotics are until, and you've done this before, there's a brand called You Gut This, Gut, G-U-T, and I'm giving...
Is this the same one you bring me?
My co-host over here, because he needs some oral microbiome support.
I need some gut.
And don't shake it up, because it will spew.
Okay. Is this the same one you bring me all the time? Okay.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. And I've been trying to get back on it myself.
You take one a day?
I'm doing one a day. Oh. It will actually, this new study came out that said that your oral microbiome protects your body from disease by providing antibodies. One, so natural antibodies are healthy. Additional healthy microbiome will help to transport oxygen. Here we are talking oxygen again to your gums and help remineralize a tooth enamel. And emerging research suggests that having a healthy microbiome may help protect your brain and heart. Well, it makes sense. Don't know that for sure. A few weeks ago we interviewed Hey Good on the CBD products.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think are you in?
Yeah, he's coming in. That one will probably be released this weekend.
Super. He's so knowledgeable.
Yeah, it's this weekend, yeah.
But Consumer Labs, who I pay for this review, I pay about $100 a year to get these reports, so it's not generally known to the public. But Consumer Labs tested 63 CBD products and found nearly all contain less CBD than listed. Most of these were using CBD vapes. Drinks were 65% below claim. And test of CBD purchased in Kentucky found that THC was present in 5 out of 21 products labeled THC-free.
Wow.
Be cautious, people, if your job is at jeopardy, if you get tested. Do not do CBD unless you come to a very knowledgeable, reputable store like Nutrition World or some of probably the stores that focus on it entirely. If you know,
make sure it's okay with your company too. So hey, this one, you know, I'm a big believer in covering your butt when it comes to your job.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I'm bringing Dr. Atiyah back up because I've just been deep diving into his literature. This was something I'd never thought about before. Dehydration, one, is kills many people, especially as we get older, because if you're sick and then you get dehydrated, the body can go into shock. It can collapse. A lot of bad negative things can happen because what is dehydration? It's the lack of fluids, but more than that, it's the lack of electrolytes, which are non-electrical conductive materials within the body. So the brain and the heart and the muscles run on electricity. When you cut the electricity off like it does during a storm, guess what happens? Everything goes dark. When you go dark inside, it's really a dark place. Well, Atiyah said that one reason the older people are having problems, and the thing is, most older people say, I drink enough water. Well, those over 60 have now been studied to know that they have a blunted thirst response to dehydration, one. That means when they're dehydrated, they're not thirsty. You take a 25-year-old that's thirsty, they're going to run to the faucet and run to the bottled water and drink, or sometimes junk, but they'll drink because they have this perfect little system. Oh, we're dehydrated, so go get you something to drink. But the further reason for dehydration as we age, which this is the one I did not know, relates to the decline in urine concentrating ability. Young adults will decrease urine output if they're dehydrated. Guess what, Clint? If you're over 40, you don't decrease the urine output. So when you're dehydrated, you're out there cutting the grass, like you told me you did yesterday, you're sweating. You're still going to probably pee about as much as you did before, even though you're dehydrated. So you're getting rid of the last of their moisture and your electrolytes because we don't have a clear system like a new car does.
We
have to accommodate that with knowledge and experience. So please get some of the electrolytes at Nutrition World sells, not Gatorade. It's full of sucralose and blue dyes. But the ones we have are incredible. Are you drinking that one I gave you? It's called the Relight.
I put it in my morning shake.
I like it. It truly can protect us during these hot days.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of cutting the grass, so I don't have to worry too much about
that. I'm not crazy. I mean, I've done it since I was 12, and so I'm just used to doing it. And that's how I made a living, too, for when I was a kid.
Was it?
Yeah, living. It was a GoFundMe. That was what GoFundMe was back when you're 12 and 13. Me and a buddy had lawnmowers, weed eaters, and we pushed it around four or five neighborhoods. We had about 15 or 20 yards we cut for two years. Oh, yeah.
No, you made pretty good then.
Heck, yeah. 25 at the time in the early 80s, you're making $20, $25, $30 a yard. I'm doing anywhere between 8 and 20 a week, depending on the rotation. As a 13-year-old, heck yeah.
That's a lot of PBR you could buy.
Yeah, 12 and 13-year-old. I don't know where you're from, but sure. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Wherever you're from, that sounds great.
Well, at 15, I was riding down to Rossville Boulevard on a motorcycle getting a drink called Hoppin' Gator.
Oh, yeah. We had Max Howie Mark on Ringo Road. No. So it's still there.
But, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still there. Heck yeah.
Last point here before we go to the next segment. If you thought that those... You know, when you go to the pool and you get the chlorine smells and you kind of yucky, but if you thought that the red eyes, that the chlorine and the chlorine smell were due to pool chemicals.
No.
Not really. The Center for Disease Control, the CDC, has some nauseating news. The odor and those irritated eyes are instead due to chlorine mixing with pee, poop, sweat, dirt, skin cells, makeup, and deodorant that swimmers bring into the pool. Never thought of that. I thought the chlorine smell was bad because there's chlorine. No, it's because it's acting on these other bad things.
No, see, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. I'm good. I'm out. Yeah.
If I do swim in a pool, I like it to be salt water, one. Mm. And two is I usually don't go under too much anymore with my
head. Just take a bath. Just go sit in your little bathtub. You're fine.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll come over to your house.
Especially because I'm dark inside, too. I'm emotionally dark inside. So
okay.
There's some therapy needed there. Yeah.
All right, brother. It's time to take a break. When we come back, a little bit of words of wisdom and a few more points to empower your health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Are you ready for college football? Are you ready for SEC college football? College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty, is where you need to be. This year's college football season requires two radio stations to bring you all the action from the SEC, starting Friday, August 25th at 7 p.m. on Rock 105, and our brand new home beginning Saturday, August 26th at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. Thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And I know if you listen to the show very often, you know, I really like the Roman wisdom of the old ages. This one was on finding peace. We all want more peace, right? More stillness, the quiet confidence that comes from being on the right path, as Seneca described it, and not being distracted by all of those which crisscross ours. But how do you get that? It's simple, Marcus Aurelius wrote. Stop caring what other people think. Stop caring what they do. Stop caring what they say. All that matters, he writes, is what you do. Everything else is beyond your concern or control. You can let it all go. You can ignore it entirely. I'm not saying that's easy. We find tranquility when we stop stressing about things we cannot control and whose influence we are impotent to constrain. We find tranquility when we narrow our focus, when we look inward, when we look in the mirror, when we still the uncontrollable passions in our heads, hearts, and bodies. The bad news is there is only one way to get it. The good news is that it's easy. You just have to stop. Stop caring what they think or say or do and start caring deeply about what you do. And I know, Clint, you've experienced this more than I have. On my TikTok, I don't look at the feedback and all the comments, but one day a few months ago, I actually started looking at it. Mm-hmm. And about one third are negative. They called me. They said, why does your neck look like it's a turkey and it's sticking out? What about that foolish mustache? Blank, blank, blank.
Yeah.
And you know what? It bothered me. I was like, these idiots. Oh, my. And I started responding to two or three. And then I took a step back and said, what am I doing? Mm. That's their storyline.
Do you like your mustache?
I like
the
mustache.
There you go. Then who gives a damn what they think?
I got to a point where I don't wish them unwell, but I don't care one single bit of what they say. Not one single bit. Because that's their story. That's where they are in life. And they're obviously sometimes just bored and they're wanting to comment out. So it does take practice to not be hurt by negative comments. We have to work toward not being hurt by that. How do you do it?
I'm going to give you my very quick answer on this. It does matter what people think. I did a podcast on this. I think when people say, don't take what people think serious, don't live your life where you don't care what people think, that's a bunch of crap. I think you should care what people think. But what people? That's the question. Mm-hmm. Is it your daughter? Is it somebody that's got your best interest at heart? Is somebody that knows your heart? Is it somebody that cares about you? I do want to listen to you because it's probably going to be constructive, or it's going to come from a good place, and you love me or care about me enough to say things that I may need to hear. But if I don't know you, and if it's coming from a place of superficial responses, I don't care. So I do believe we should live a life that we care about what people think. I'm just saying we should care. We should review who are those people. My kids? Absolutely, I care what they think up until a point. My mom and dad, Ed Jones, my friend Sean, my friend Dawson, absolutely. Eric Foster, let's roll with it. I got a whole list of names. If you ain't on that list, I don't care.
There you go. That's good wisdom in itself. And I do agree most of that. I do respect what my friends and family says about me, but I still am helping myself to position my own ego to a point of...
But a good for a quick ad, but the reason I bring that up, and I'm like, the reason that it's important is because if your good friend gives you something and says something from a good place and you give them your reasoning, they're going to care enough to move forward with you despite you agreeing or disagreeing with them.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Somebody that's being a troll like that, they just they're unhappy with their own lives.
Absolutely.
So I didn't mean to take over.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And I just know that there's so little we can do about other people's opinions, even if they are people we care about. People who are mature need constructive criticism. That isn't insults.
No.
That's different. That's the thing. Those are two different things, constructive criticism.
That's right.
You tell me I have a booger on my mustache, I'm going to take literally. Thank you, Clint.
Yes.
And I'm going to go to the mirror.
Or I've had people say, why are you posting that? And I've had to step back and go, oh, maybe I shouldn't be posting that.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference. Yeah.
But once you process it, then you go back into the place of surrender and peace. And that's what we need. That's what I want to keep at least aiming my compass for, is the place of peace and serenity. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, peaceful, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.